Okay, so this is continuing our share of Likutei Moharan. So I'm going to read you Gemara. Likutei Moharan's on this Gemara in Bava Basra and Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay, so Gemara says as follows. Amar Rabba, says Rabba, Ishta'uli Nechutei Yama. So what does that mean? Ishta'uli Nechutei Yama. They told me, those people who go down into the sea. So the Rashbam says, Kol Hani Ovdei, all these actions or maisim, the kachashiv that we consider here in this Gemara, Mishum, come teach Mishum, Ma Rabu Maaseh Hashem, how great are your actions, Hashem? Umehen, and from them, Lohodia, to make known to you, Matan Scharan Shel Tzadikim, the reward of Tzadikim, Latid Lavo, in the future. Or the Farish, or to explain, Mikraot Hamurim B'Sefer Yov, or the comment explain the Psukim in Sefer of Iyov. Hamadabrim ba'ofot dolot, big birds, ubehemot and animals, v'dagim dolot and dolim and big fish. Kol sichat talmidei chachamim tzricha talmud. All the words of talmidei chachamim require learning. Now, it says this is an agadata. This agadata does not make sense. Al pi simple pshat, right? So we're going to see this, we're going to read it, but there's a lot of depth here. So let's see. Now it says, so they told him, the people who go into the sea, Hi Gala, this Gala. Gala is a wave, right? The mitva l'sfina. This wave comes to cause the ship to, it's a mitva to like collapse. How do you say collapse? Comes to make the ship sink, right? Okay. So what is this gala, right? The mitzvah, the Rashbam says, shirotze litvo, wants to sink the ship, yeah? Mitchazi, it looks, ki tzutzita denora. What's tzutzita denora? Like a spark or a flame, white flame, little flame, like a little tzutzita, little spark or flame, yeah? Chivrata, white. Beresha, on the top of the what's it called, this wave. Umachinanle, and what do we do with it? Right? Iste Beresha, Rashi says, Sholech lefanei, this little white thing goes in front of it. Tzutzita denura chivrata, this white tzutzita. Eish levana, a white fire. Umalach maziku, and this is a malach, it's coming to be mazik you. Umachinan lei. So what do? We hit it. Ba'avlata. With avlata, Rashbam. Avlata is maklot, sticks. Kamo lo ba'ala velo baromach misachet Shabbos. He's telling where it comes from. No, ala means like a form of stick. Or romach means a spear. Yeah? So it's some sort of, we hit it with these things. So let's understand what these things are. The chakik alei, that have engraved on these sticks, ekie is God's name, Asher ekie, aleph yud hey, right? Ka yud ke, Hashem, God's name, tzvakot. This is what's written there. Amen, amen, sela, that's what's written on these sticks. And we hit it with these sticks, V'naich, and this gal, this wave goes down. It doesn't harm us, right? So like, right? You have this stick which has these God's names written on it, and you hit this gal with these sticks, and then the gal, the wave goes down. So Rabbi Nachman says here, Gala hu hayetzara. That represents, this wave represents hayetzara. The matva lesinata, right? Who wants to sink the ship? Hu hachein, the ship. Remember, we were speaking about chein. It's the chein v'chashivut. It's the chein, the grace and the chashivut. What that means? That you, a person, right? What's the chein we're speaking about? His chachma connects with his expression, his malchus, right? That's expressed in the Torah, right? He expresses his Torah, expresses himself in a proper way, the Ratzon of Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's his chen and his chashivus. Loshon Safun v'chashuv. So he says, where's the Loshon Sfina? How's it mashma, the Loshon Sfina? Why is Sfina this Loshon of Chayim? It says, Loshon Safun v'chashuv. That which is hidden in you and which is important in you. I.e., this Chayim is your inner being, your inner self, your neshama, your inner self. You know your external self? This inner self, this when your neshama, your internalities, your spiritual internalities gets expressed. That's the thing which is safun in you. Your neshama is that which is hidden in you that represents this ship. Okay, that's Loshon Sfina is Loshon Safun. That's what he says. Ki ha-yetzahara, the yetzahara, which is this gal, which is wave, rotzeh lahatbia ulahashpil. He wants to sink the ship and to put you down. That's the first thing the yetzahara does. Who are you, Bichra? Who are you? Oh, you think you can do something in the world? You're a nothing. You're a zero. That's the first thing. You should know something. The first thing, Ummas HaOlam, this is the arable. The first thing, this is the goddess we're in. The first thing Ummas HaOlam do to the Jewish people is they put us down. Apartheid. You're killing people. You're racist. You're this. They put you down. You're no good. They make caricatures about you. You're the problem of the world. They put you down. That's a Yetzirah. The first thing he does when he comes, you're zero. You're not important. Because when you realize what a Yid is, he represents a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Gilui in the world. He represents the most important thing to the world. Every Yid can change the world completely through his actions. Through his own personal actions. Right? Chas v'shalom, he says, that the Yetzer will do this to the person. Bechinas ha-chein v'chashivut shel Yisrael. He tries to drown the chein and chashivus of Klal Yisrael. Bechinas malchus the kedusha. And this is the bechina of malchus the kedusha. Because what's malchus the kedusha? When we express our internalities, our inner self, our neshama, when we see everything in the world with haskalah to represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, we see it, and we behave according to that, and we behave according to this inner persona, which is our neshama, and that gets expressed, that's Malchus the Kedusha. The first thing the Yetzirah is chasing that Malchus the Kedusha. He wants to mashpil it. That was the Chet of Adam HaRishon. What did the Nachash go for? Meant for Chava. Chava represents Malchus the Kedusha. And he wanted Latil Bazuama. He wanted to put on her his Ra, his expression. He wanted Chava to be expressed through the Ra in the world. Chava represents the female, the Malchus. The Malchus can be expressed it, or good or bad. Malchus, the female, always represents expression. That's why the form of a triangle, right? That's in the Gemara in Ervin, it describes a woman as she was built like a triangle. Because a triangle has a point at the top, and it's expressed, you know, like a horn, it's expressed at the bottom. So the womb of a woman is that expression. So woman represents expression. That's why Malchus, we have David HaMelech, right? David HaMelech represents Malchus. We say Magen David. What's the sign of Malchus? It's two triangles. One expressing, and one going up. One from lower going up, right? And one from up going down. Yeah? We first connect and express. That's Malchus. Melech Yisrael represents the expression of God's will in the world. The purpose of a melech, the purpose of a king, is to bring the people to express God's will. I.e. his will and the way he is manhig the people, the way he interacts with the people, to bring out God's will in the people into the world. That's what kingship means in the Jewish world. We are so mushpal. We are so, don't think highly of ourselves, we don't even realize it. If you were to think, if you were really to believe in yourself, and you really thought of yourself as someone very, very important, most things we wouldn't do. Wouldn't do. The reason we do our failure is because, yeah, who am I? What am I? I'm a nothing. We don't think highly of ourselves. We so much in this world is like that. That's how people are in the world. Most people in the world have no self-esteem, have no self-concept, have no concept of being something important or being changed. They're just a pawn, just a zero. Who are you, Bichlal? It's so hard for us to even realize our chashivus. I'm talking about, this is the whole world, but certainly Jewish people. We're so mushpal. What gives us that kavod is Torah. That's what we spoke about before, right? So the first thing the Yetzer Hara goes for is, you're nothing. And especially when you do an Avera. How could you do such a thing? Oh, you're zero. How could you do it? He puts you down. It has like a spark of white fire on the top of this gal, top of this wave, right? And that's the Yetzer Hara. He dresses himself up in the form of mitzvahs. And he comes to a person and fools him. Kilu misito lasot mitzvah. He's trying to get you to do some mitzvahs. Why not? V'zeu b'chinat tzitzita denor. This is the concept of this spark, white spark, chivrata, eish levana. V'afa pichen malach mazik hu. But really, he's a malach mazik. What's he mazik? He wants you to do mitzvahs. What's the problem? He wants you to do mitzvahs. He wants you to do mitzvahs to the extent that it's exhausting, frustrating, and too much. What do you get to a chava? What do you start? You start off with chava. So started talking about the trees. So you can't eat from any of the trees, right? No, you can. We can. Just this one we can't eat. We can't touch it, right? And then he pushes her on it. And then he says, you fell there? Look, what are you? Nothing happened to you. So you can eat it as well and nothing happened to you. And then you can be, what's he telling her? He says, and then you'll be you'll be physical? No. Then you'll be godlike. You'll be such a big tzaddik. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to be such a big tzaddik. Kivyachol. Right? Like, what are we talking about? Uman sone. Some craftsman hates a craftsman similar to him. He doesn't want you to be so great. The Yetzer comes with you. He puts you down. And then what does he do? He tells you, you can be a great tzaddik, you can be something, you can do. And he gets you to do all these chumras and all these extra things to work over work. And then what happens to you? You fall, obviously. And this is, you can't be a tzaddik. You're nothing. You tried, you can't be a tzaddik, give in on it. You're a regular guy, you can't be a tzaddik, you're no good. You can be a tzaddik, you can't be a tzaddik. It's his way of proving to you that you're nothing. Because he burdens you with too much. Al tie tzaddik harbe. Don't be such a big tzaddik, right? Don't be too machmir, don't be that thing. Be normal. You with me? That's the first thing he comes. It's called BTD disease. See these guys, they just become frum. They're wearing black and white, they're wearing the hats, you know, they're davening. It's terrible. That's a Yetzirah. It's terrible. You have to be normal. You have to grow gradually. You have to understand what you're doing, grow gradually. Not hit yourself with more and more and more. Because eventually you'll just stress out. You won't be able to stay there. It's not where you're supposed to be. And you just fall. That's the Yetzirah. So the Gemara says, Machinan la ba'avlata. You hit him with a stick. The chakik ala, that's written on it, God's name. You said, Ekie Asher, Ekie, right? Kha, right? Like the Gemara says, all those names. So now it's going to explain that. So Rav Nelson explains here, Hainu she'ika haknato shel Yetzirah, the main way to like be machnia him, to like prevent him, to make him fall, right? To be in control of him. Hu al yedei ha-Tera. This is the Torah. So the expression of these names somehow represents the Torah. Let's go explain. Shikulo shmotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban says that. The Kol Chumash, in the Chumash Bereishis, says, Kol Chumash, every word there in Chumash is shmotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean, the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Simply speaking, it means, shame means tachlis, a purpose. So everything in the Torah is there to express the purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every piece of Torah you're learning his rotzen. You're learning his deeper rotzen, why he, what's expressed in that rotzen, in detail. V'atorah hi b'chines ha-vav. Torah is the concept of vav. What's vav? Vav is vav achibu. Vav which connects you, right? You say ver, this and this. So it connects two things, which is joint and it connects it. The Torah is that which connects heavens and earth. That's our connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That connects us with our Creator. That's a Vav. Ki haluchot orchan, this is Gemara Baba Basi is bringing. The luchot were, the length of them was Vav, was six. Verochvan Vav, right? So it's Vav and Vav. Why Vav and Vav, right? One Vav and another Vav. Yeah? Because the Torah is, there's a two-dimensionalness of the Torah. The Torah connects you with your Creator. That's one dimension. And with your fellow man. That's why the Luchot, Shnei Luchot. One was Ben Adam L'Makom. One was Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Ben Adam L'Atzmo, the part Ben Adam L'Atzmo, is something which is Pnimi, which is inner. But it's there in this Pnimi's Vav and Vav, right? Yeah, the Vav that connects you to Creator, the Vav that connects you to people, and Mimele you're connected with yourself. Because if you're connecting those two aspects, you're connected to yourself as well. Okay. Vzehu Bechinet Alvata. This is the stick. The Vav looks like a stick. Yeah? The Hainu Maklot, the stick. The Chakikala, that's written on it, these names. Ekye Asher Ekye. Hainu Shmot, the names of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bechinas HaTorah, the concept of Torah, Shi Bechinas Vav, this is the concept of Vav, like we said, the Vav of Chibu. So this Avlata that you're using to hit the Yetzirah, how do you hit it? Is with the Torah. How do you train it in? Is with the Torah. Because the Torah, if you learn Torah properly, first of all, you learn how you should behave. It connects you to the right behavior. And also, the Gemara says, Torah Tavlin Le'Yetzirah. Torah is that, which, literally, Tavlin, time of Gemara, Tavlin was the refuah, the sam, the spice they used to take to, what's it called, to, like, you know, at their time they used to have certain potions with spices. It used to be like a refuah from this makkah called the Yetzirah. Vavavu tzuras makkah. This vav looks like a makkah. Looks like a stick. V'kula shmeitav Hashem yidbarach. It's all the names of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hainu shatur hakadosha. The holy Torah. He machnia et hayetzahara. It's that which brings him down. I say machnia. Makes him in servitude. It doesn't remove it. It makes him in servitude. Controls him. Because the yetz enslaves him. The yetzahara is very powerful. We don't want to enslave him. The Gemara says that when the Chachamim daven that they should move the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah in the world, so there was no Nevuah. They also daven that they remove the Yetzirah for Arias in the world, for illicit relations in the world. The Gemara says, chickens didn't lay eggs. The world couldn't be mitkayim. The Yetzirah is a powerful tool. You just have to be in control of it. The Torah gives you the ability to be in control of it. We don't nullify the Yetzirah. We use it in its proper way. That's why we come to the world not to nullify physicality, but to bring out, to see Bahaskalah, like we said before, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in everything which is physical. To redirect it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shirotze lasot et ha'da meshuga mamish. The Yetzirah wants to make a person to the meshugana. That's what he does. If you have these BTT things, you come in, you want to wear the payers, you want to wear the beard, you want to, right? Mishuguna. There's one boy, one boy that I met. He wanted to become a Breslover the first time he walked in. Or he wanted to become, then he became a Teimani. I'm telling you. So, Chas V'Shalom wants to make a person Meshugana. Ki Ba'al Aveira Hu Meshuga. Someone who does an Aveira, he's mad. The Gemara says, a person doesn't do an Aveira unless Ruach Shtus enters him. Because he's ma'abed himself. He loses himself. One of the signs of Meshugana is that he goes, you know, anything you give him, he throws away. Or he sleeps at night. He's a Meshugana. You're taking your life and you're throwing it away. That's a Yetzirah, that's the person you do an Aveira. So like, oh, he's bringing the Gemara here. So the Gemara says, in Sota, Daf Gimel, Ein Adam Ova Aveira, person doesn't do an Aveira, Elen Ken Nichnas Bo Ruach Shtus, enters in him the spirit of madness. Kumo Shamishugayim Tzrichim Lakotam, V'lesum Aleim Shemot. You have to put on a Meshugana, you have to hit him, so you have to keep him in, you know, in resin. Like, you know, if you ever went to this place where there's people, you know, they chain them up, some of them, because they are uncontrolled, they can damage themselves. So that's what you have to do the Yetzirah. You have to machnia him. You have to put him in a straitjacket. Right? You use his koach. Right?
What's koach?
His strength. Okay. Kamochen mamish haterah she'oskim hu b'chinat maklot l'shemot. The Torah that you're, when we delve in it, is like this b'china of maklot v'shemot. I give the person the tachlis, which is shemot, and it's maklot, it hits him, because it hits him to like put him into like into a proper mode, to control him. Control his Yetzirah, control his desires. Right? Shebezeh makin u'machnin et Yetzirah. With this, we hit and we machnir the Yetzirah. Megarshim min ha'adam et ha'shigon. We remove from this person his shigon, his madness. V'ruach shtut, and the spirit of madness shenichnas bo. Bechinat u'machin lei ba'avlata dechakik ala shemot. So we hit him with his maklot, to, you know, put him in order and to give him purpose. That's what the Torah does to a person, right? So that's what he's saying. Now, let's finish off Rav Nachman, and then I'm going to go back to the Gemara, and we'll see the Marashah, how he explains the Gemara. B'zeh Hashem. V'zehu ashrei tmimei derech. Now he's going back to explain the Tehillim. Ashrei those, happy are those who go in the tmimei derech, those who are Tamim, how do you say Tamim? Perfect in their way. They're like simple in their ways. Ashrei loshen hishtatlu. Ashrei means a loshen of looking. They look. Tamimei derech bechinas Yaakov ishtam. That's the concept of Yaakov ishtam. Yaakov Avinu ishtam. He was tam. He was complete in his actions. Shu bechinas hasechel. That's the concept of the sechel that we said above. The sechel hainu liskot. Right? So we're saying Ashrei tamim, happy are those who have the view of Yaakov Avinu, listakel al hasechel sheyesh b'chol davar, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything that he does. Shu bechinas Yaakov ishtav, that was Yaakov's avodah. Ze zochin al yedei Torah, you reach this through Torah. Torah is like a light. The more Torah you have, galus is a fog. Torah is like a light. When you're traveling in a fog, if you have a little bit of light, you can move according to how far you can see in front of you. If you have a very big light, the big beam of light, you can move much quicker, much further. That's why a bigger rabbi has much further light. That's why we go to rabbis to ask them questions, because they can see much further ahead where you're going, where we're going, where the world's going. They understand. That light comes from the Torah. Torah or, that's why Torah is called Oraita. Oraita means light. It gives light to the world of darkness, the world of goddess. When you go in the ways of Hashem, the Torah of Hashem, ki aliyadei shelomed Torah b'koach, when you learn Torah with strength, aliyadei ze noten koach l'malchus l'kedusha, you give koach to malchus l'kedusha, because then you're expressing the Torah in the world. That gives koach kiviyachol to the Shechina, to the divine presence. Bechinas anun. Remember, yinun is malchus. We said above, the kabel min hasechel, to receive from the sechel, zhu bechinas ched. That's Ched is Chochma, to see the Bechina Sechel, to see the Chochma, to see the Kodesh Baruch Hu and everything. Vazi Nase Chein, then it becomes Chein. Nitkablim Dvarav, and his words then are here. We spoke about that. Divrei Chochma, Benachas Nishmaim, with a test. right? Va'azi nit'aleh ha'chein v'chashivus she'yisod, that a person gets this chein and chashivus, v'kol ha'tfilot v'bakashot nitkabrin, and all his davening and that which he asked from other people are accepted. We spoke about that above, but that's what he's saying. That's the pshat here. Torah not only is machnia yetzahara, the first thing it does is give you chashivus. The first way the machnia yetzahara is when you know how important you are. That's a very important lesson. Very important. That's the first thing he starts with, like we said. That gives you chashivas. How do you get that importance? When you know the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you have a shmotav, you have purpose. When a person has purpose in everything he does, when you get up in the morning, modeh ani, doing tefillas yadayim, you tie your shoes, laces on, tie the left, like tefillin, putting your shoe on like tefillin. Who would have thought any religion, how you put your shoe on makes a difference? Like a simple, basic things. How you wash your hands in the morning makes a difference. Who would have thought that? How you change in the morning. You have to change. You've got these boggles around. So I have to change with sneeze. I can't just take off my clothes and put on whatever. No. I mean, standing in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That gives you chashivas. The simple, basic things of every day. They're there to give you importance, to realize how important you are. And how connected. Every part, importance comes from connection. When I'm connected to my Creator, I have importance. When I'm disconnected, I'm just a piece of meat. You with me? Okay. There's two marshals. The first one I'm not going to go into. Maybe I'll go into later. But he says that the Sfina that's in the Yam, the boat, the ship that's in the Yam, is like the Galus. It's a Dimyan Lagalus. Maybe Gal has a notion of Lagalus, right? And it's Miturefet Biyam. Vagalim Avru Alav. And the Galim, these waves, go over it. Right? Vahai Gala Harasha. Shebechol Do. This is the Gal of the Rishayim in every door. This wave of the wicked people in every door. Latbiya Sfina. They want to sink this boat. This is Klal Yisrael. Dainu Yisrael hamaturafim begalut, where in Galus, kasfina muturafet biyam, like a boat in this sea. Right? So it says, va'am, v'itchazi begal, hahu ki tzutzita. We see this gal has this tzutzita denora, right? This white spark or fire of on top. Hu harosh vasa shomala. This is the top and the sa shomala, shel oto uma. So it means each Galus. What's the Sutzita Denora? The Ramban explains to you, you need to understand. Every nation in the world, the 70 nations, every nation has a Sa, says the Ramban. Has like a spiritual minister. These 70 nations are again 70 facets of the Yetzirah. In Eretz Israel, we have 7 nations. These 7 nations are the head of these 70, like the Keter, the crowns of these 70. That's why Eretz Yisrael, we have a mitzvah to remove all these nations, destroy these 7 nations. They represent the antithesis of Ra. It means whatever's happening in Eretz Yisrael is a sign for what's happening in the whole world with regards to Ummah Sa'olam. You with me? So, this Sutzita Denora represents these nations. The Dimyono Ke'esh HaYisodi. It's like the Esh. There's four basic foundations. There's fire, there's water, there's ruach, spirit, wind, there's water, and there's alpha. There's four. Esh represents one of these yisodis, these foundations. Shulavan, it's white, right? So he's bringing Gemara in Perek HaPoel, in Bava Metzia, in the case of Rabbi Chia that saw a malach, Keduva denora, like a bear, a flame. And it says, Machinan lein. Also, you hit this flame. Nice. The Ein lanu lishen kiim avinu shebishamayim. We can't, in Galus, we can only rely on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Dahainu alvata de chakik. Kodesh Baruch Hu represents this makel, this rod that we hits the other nations. Kizot haftacha ktuva b'sefer Torah. This is what's written. The promise is written in the Torah. It's Moshe. Begal harishon, the first gal, the first wave that comes on the Jewish people. Shavalin hu paro. This is Paro. It's the first goddess, right? That's the Rosh Hagaliot is Paro. It's the crown of the goddess, like the is Paro. Shama Hashem Yibarach. Ekye Asher Ekye. So now we're understanding the names. He's coming to explain the names. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's answer to Jewish people when he came into Yisrael to redeem them? He said, Ekye Asher Ekye. What Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, I will be with you in this galus, and I will be with you in the final galus. That's what God said to Moshe. Moshe came to Jewish people and said, Ekye. He didn't say Ekye, Shekye. Dai lehem b'tzara b'shata. It's enough, the tzara, the pain they have now in this galus. I don't have to remind them or tell them about the galus, the future galus, which is going to come to them. Shiftiach lanu, Eye imachem. I will be with you. Ekye is I, God, will be. That's what the word means. I will be with you in this galus, and I will be with you in future galus. V'tzarazu, asher eye imachem. I will be with you. V'kol tzara, in all your difficulties. Now, when we're speaking about galus, we're also speaking about personal galus of a person. So the first thing that a person has to know when he has pains, or when he is in galus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. He's with you. I'm being with you. That's his promise. That's the Shemot. Then it says, yeah? V'nen it says, V'ka, Yud-K, remember the Gemara? V'ka, Hu Hashem Asher Imanu Begalus. Yud-K is the name which is with us. We have Yud-K, Vav-K. In God's name is Yud-K, Vav-K, yeah? So which name is with us? Only half of the name is with us in Galus. That's the Yud-K. K'moshe Katuv, like it says in a pasuk about Amalek, Ki Yad Al Kes Ka. The hand is on the Kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can reach out to that Kisei of Yud-K. She'en HaKiso V'Hashem Shalem. This throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu only has Yud-K, doesn't have Vav-K. We have to bring it, it's Vav-K. But it only has this Yud-K. That's what's in us in Galus. Ad le'olam haba, until the world to come. Right? Then his name will be complete. Then his Malchus will be complete in the world. Then we'll have the Vav-K. V'Hashem Tzvakot. What's this name, Hashem Tzvakot? Hu Hashem ha-go'el mikol tzara. That's a name that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, his hosts, right? It's like his whole army, right? Tzvakot is his army.
Entourage.
Entourage will save us from all tzara. Kamushkar, Goaleinu Hashem Tzvakot. Goaleinu Hashem Tzvakot Shemo. Hashem Tzvakot is the name of Geula. That's what we're saying. V'hizkir sham shnei ha-chorbanot. Both the destructions. Right? Shevi. Now it says, what's the Amen Amen? Amen, what's the Amen Amen? He's complaining now what the Amen Amen is. Vama, Amen b'schut ha'emuna. With the schutz of your trust. Sha'amda lanu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu stood for us. In these other galus, the Amen, Birkas Amen. What's the second Amen? Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah, Kedamrina Besotza, Amai Kai Amo. Why is the world standing because of this? Right? Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah. What's Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah? The Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah, if you learn, it's a Gemara in Brachos also, is a Tosus. We say, we're davening that his name, Amen Yehei Shmei, his shame Yud-K, Rabbah, his name Yud-K will be Rabbah, will be complete, will be then a Vav-K. That's with davening that will be complete, his name will be complete. But that's, so when we say that prayer, we remove all the gzeiros of Galus from us. Because we believe in Krish Baba saving us. We believe in that time when His name will be complained. So that's the Amen. The Amen, the Amunah that Krish Baba saved us in previous galas, and the Amunah that Krish Baba is going to save us in this galas. That's what's going to bring the galas. And with Yishmael, right, in last week's Pasha, right? Yishmael, that what does it mean? The tzaras, the difficulties that Yishmael is going to cause us in the world will cause us to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to ask Him to save us. But Yishmael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear us and bring our goddess. The whole purpose of Yishmael, the whole purpose of the tzaras of the goddess, that's the final goddess, is awaken us to this emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save us and to daven for it. So, if we do that without the tzaras, we don't need the tzaras. That's the Amen, Amen. You with me? The belief, the trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save us from our goddess. When we have that and we daven with that, that itself is going to save the loss. Now let's try and go back and understand. So we were told two things, that this makel is the Torah, and this makel also represents, this rod also represents, right? The Torah which is going to save us, and the Shmotav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a bitachon. The trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save us. I will be with you. So it means when a person has tzar, when his yetzar comes, to be mashpil him, to take him away, to do an avera. What do we do? Ekieh, asher ekieh. God is with you. Even when you've done something wrong, even when you're no good, and He tells you, you're no good, you're nothing. What do we do then? We listen to Him? No. Because Baruch Hu is with us. The Shekhinah is with us, even when we're down. Yisrael Shechata, a Jewish Jew that sins. Yisrael who? He doesn't lose his name. He's still a Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. Like it says, I will be with you with Tzarazu. I'm going to, Kodesh Baruch, the Shekhinah comes down with us. Kiviyoch, the Shekhinah, when we're in Golos, the Shekhinah is in Tzar, because He's with us in the Golos. You're never disconnected. That's the first thing you have to realize. Doesn't matter what you do, what you did, how you did it, Kodesh Baruch is with you. You have to have that belief. You have to have that bitachon in Kodesh Baruch. That's the first thing. That's Ekiyah and She'ekiyah. Then it goes on. Then it says, Ka Hashem Tzvakot. Ka, what do you say, Ka? Yud-Ke is with us in Golos. What is Yud-Ke? What does Yud-Ke mean? Yud-Ke comes from the word Yihyeh. His name in the future will be Yihyeh. Because the Vav-Ke will turn into Yud-Ke. That's why, that's why it's a future tense. What do you mean Yihyeh? What does the word Yihyeh mean? I will be. That means when you say I will be with someone, that we have a close connection. What's Kiddushin called? Makish Havaya LeYitzia. Makish being with Yitzia, going out. Get is Golas. Kiddushin is Geula. The name for Geula is what? The name for Geula is Havaya, being. We have to realize that all this Golos is in order for us to be with our Creator. It's preparing us for that being. All this distance is for us to become and to be. All these hardships is us to learn to change and to be with Him. You with me? Then it says Hashem Tzvakot. When we get to that stage, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Tzvakot, He will fight our battles. The Gemara says, if it wasn't for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, we could not fight the Eight Sahara. He's too big. The world around us, the physicality around us, the desires around us, all this, it's too big for a person to fight. All the strains, all the pressures, how can we live with Kedusha, with the connection, and all what's around us who need help, He's helping. Hashem Tzedakot. Amen, amen. Now it says, amen, amen. Amen that He helped you yesterday, He's going to help you today. You have to have the emunah in Him. Sela. V'naech.
Then the Yitzhar goes away.
You with me? So that's what it's telling you. It's here, these names are telling you how you deal with it. How you deal with the shiflus that He puts on you. Shiflus, when a person feels nothing, he has to realize he's connected wherever he is. Kodesh Baruch Hu is with him. And the bitachon, and the trust that he has in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to be with him. You know, say a guy's married, right? Say a guy's married, and he has a problem. He has a depression problem, alcoholic problem, whatever it is, there's a problem. It doesn't really matter what it is. We all have problems. That's why we're disconnected from Kodesh Baruch Hu. What can bring a person back? What's the most important thing that can bring a person back? Any person, a child, anyone. What's the most important thing? Believe in them. You believe they can come back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in us. He knows we can come back. He's with us. Yisrael Shechata, a Jew that sins, Yisrael, He's still my people. He believes in us. Wherever we are. That's why we have tzaras. You don't give tzaras to a dead person. You don't hit a dead person. A dead person's dead. You hit a person's life, he feels pain. So long as you feel pain, you're alive. That's what I'm telling you. That's the most important thing we can learn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in us. He knows we can get there. That's the biggest catalyst to change. With me?